It's time for this week's Down to Earth, where we take a look at the tech that was intended for space that's since found a new home back down here on Earth. And this week, physicist Stuart Higgins is getting into his DIY.
What happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth? Hi, I'm Dr. Stuart Higgins, and welcome to this episode of Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, the mini-series that explores how technology developed for space is also used back down on Earth. This episode, how developing an astronaut's drill to dig holes in the moon helped lead to the development of cordless vacuums. In 1968, NASA launched the first of the Apollo program missions to the moon. As well as the ultimate goal of being the first to put humans on the moon, the Apollo program was also used to conduct scientific research. This included drilling holes into the moon to remove samples for testing back on Earth. The six Apollo flights that landed on the moon returned 382 kilograms of lunar material, including core samples. These samples reveal much about the composition and origin of the moon, including that the moon may have once had its own magnetic field. In order to get samples deeper from the moon's surface, the Apollo astronauts needed a drill. And just like using a vacuum cleaner or hedge cutter down on Earth, the astronauts didn't want to have to run long power extension leads across the moon back to their lunar landing module. So instead, NASA looked into developing a cordless, battery-powered lunar drill. They ended up working together with Black & Decker, a power tools manufacturer, who in the early 1960s had released the first cordless electric drill and a cordless hedge trimmer. Travelling as far as the moon takes a lot of energy, so NASA was keen to minimise the mass it needed to transport. Batteries were heavy and bulky. To minimise the number required, an efficient electric motor was needed in order to cut down the power demands. Engineers from Black & Decker developed a computer program to optimise the electric motor's design, reducing the energy needed. The end result was a drill that could operate for about 40 minutes from its 3.3 kilogram power supply. Granted, that's still pretty heavy, but not bad considering the amount of energy needed to drill into rock and sand. This drill subsequently went to the moon on the Apollo missions and was used to bring back core samples to Earth. And Black & Decker went on to use the skills and expertise they developed to create products such as the cordless vacuum cleaner, which has been sucking up crumbs ever since. Incidentally, NASA even included a troubleshooting guide in the manual for their lunar drill. Entry number one for the drill not working? Try charging or replacing the batteries. Some things never change. That was Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, and join me again soon to learn about more space technology that's changing lives back on Earth.
Thank you, Stuart. And next time, Stuart will be getting into greenhouse gases when carbon dioxide filters come down to Earth.